Well, hello, kids and kidzoids. Here we are again at Stories and Stuff. Sometimes stories, sometimes stuff. This is Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis, your storyteller. Yeah, when you get a phone call, you never know what kind of adventure it's going to be. A few years ago, there was a song that they played on the Christian radio stations by a group called Whiteheart. And the song was called Hotline. It was sort of like about a hotline to God. And at the beginning of it, it had some push-button phone tones. And I can tell which tone it is by ear, and I remembered the number. It was like a 10-digit number. So I wonder what would happen if you just put a 1 in front of it and dial it on the phone. And I tried it when I got home, and a nice lady said, hello. And nice-sounding lady, anyway. And I said, hey, guess what? I heard your number, the tones of your number at the beginning of a record by a group called Whiteheart. Have you ever heard of Whiteheart? And she said, oh, indeed I have. My son, you know, is Mark Gerstmann, the leader of the band. Did he put you up to this? And I said, well, I just heard the song and heard the tones of a phone number at the beginning and thought I'd try it. And, you know, he put my number at the beginning of the record. And I said, yeah, he sure did. And so we talked about an hour and had a wonderful conversation with Rhonda, who is Mark Gerstmann's mother of the group Whiteheart. So you just never know what's going to happen. Well, one day my phone rang. And because of that, I will always remember what I had for lunch way back on December 11th. It was a Monday. Well, it was December 11th, 1989, actually. It was, midsummer, I guess, when I first got the call, and I answered, and she said, hello, Joy Bubbles, this is Jessa's mother, and I've read articles